welcome to Cookin' Joe. Bob Pompiani joins us as always on Mondays. Let's do the first check-in since we're all in our respective dwelling places. Ron, you there?
I am here, Joe. Ready to go. How are you today, man?
Doing well, Bob.
Hello, Joe and Ron. And just wanted to start by saying, Ron, I enjoyed your column today. So I know it's going to be a very interesting 4 hours here today, considering all the stuff that's happened here in the last 6 or 7 days.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the line, the blurred line between sports, politics, what's happening in society, everything else, it's sort of impossible to talk about, you know, the Steelers' offensive line going into the upcoming season. We have tensions have burst into flames, literally, in a lot of cities around this country. And that's where we begin today, is what's happening in the United States of America here. And they don't appear to be very united at the moment. And, Ron, I would second that. I enjoyed your column today, or enjoyed maybe isn't the word. I thought it was well done. You know, it hit me. And maybe we could start with you talking about that a little bit.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you saying it. Yeah, I mean, sports can't, you know, and I'm trying to stay sports-wise. That's what we do here. And it just dawned on me that, you know, sports can help us bring this country back together again. I think it helped after 9/11, clearly. I used the example of the Steelers of the 70s bringing this town together like nothing ever has and probably ever will. You know, it didn't matter if you were black or white. The Steelers, your football team was the best in the world, and that's all that mattered. And I just think it's important that some of these athletes are speaking out. White athletes are speaking out. I thought Carson Wentz put out a really powerful statement. Ben put something out. You know, Roger Goodell did, but I kind of take his with a grain of salt. I mean, he certainly was, you know, part of blackballing Colin Kaepernick, and maybe as we look back on it, maybe we should have paid a little more attention to Kaepernick instead of castigating him. And, you know, what he did was a peaceful protest, unlike the stuff that we saw in Pittsburgh and all across the country. I have no use for violent protests. Peaceful protests are fine. We have that right in this country. But when it turns violent and innocent people, the property's destroyed, there were even a loss of life because of this, I have a problem with it. And I think, you know, if sports people can, A, clean up their own house a little bit, and we know certainly that there's racism in sports still. I mean, look at the Rooney Rule, for goodness sake. You got to strengthen it to try to beg owners to, you know, more consider minority candidates. We had, you know, the race car driver, Kyle Larson, kicked out for using the N-word. Bill Peters, the Calgary coach, kicked out. Blackballing a Kaepernick. There's still racism that goes on in sports, so clean up your own house, Bob. And then I think these sports people can. And the brighter the light that shines on a problem, I think the easier it is to solve. So if I was encouraged by anything over the weekend, it was I thought a lot of the right people spoke up and pledged change. Now, whether it's just hollow words or not remains to be seen, Bob.
Yeah, I think well said, Ron, and I couldn't agree with you more about the protesting the right way and violence which erupts from it. And there are a lot of reasons why that happens. But, you know, to me, what we saw in Westmoreland County yesterday was a peaceful protest and a very effective one. If you have a problem with something, the best thing to do, and your constitutional rights are protected if you go out and protest peacefully. But if you cross that line and then you start turning it into violence and riots, I think it's no longer considered a protest. To me, it's a riot situation, and that stuff has to be eliminated, because I think in this whole thing, what's happened now is, you know, George Floyd is the guy who suffered that ridiculous loss of life at the hands of that police officer who was callous and, you know, in every way, it's just disgusting to think that he held his knee on that guy's throat for the better part of 10 minutes. But that's the whole point. You got to stop that kind of police brutality. And if that's the message, then, you know, go out and protest the message. When it becomes looting at a ridiculous rate and everything else that's gone on, I think that all, you know, it goes against the message and the need for whatever change you're trying to get, Joe. And That's why I don't like to watch that stuff. If I look at anything, I look at what happened in Colorado where they had a peaceful demonstration. And unfortunately, that kind of stuff doesn't get the same play as the violence. So the violence becomes the big issue.
I agree that it's counterproductive, wouldn't even begin to describe it. On the other hand, when you talk about peaceful protest, Ron mentioned Kaepernick, who was practically crucified for what he did, literally blackballed from the league. So you look back on that, you say, okay, protested peacefully. That didn't seem to register or work, and in fact got the guy kicked out of his profession and absolutely shredded to bits by factions of this society. So that apparently, like, do people have to protest in precisely the manner that other people say? I don't know, because I saw that peaceful protest didn't go especially well either, Bob.
No, what I think your point with Kaepernick is, and I said this from the beginning with him, I don't mind if you have and he's a big name in sports, was at the time, even though his career was kind of fading. You can do whatever you have to do. I think the mistake, if there was one for him, was doing it during the national anthem, which opened up an entire different door of criticism that he would face. That's the only thing I said about that. He could have done it in a park. He could have rented space. He could have taken out, Twitter reminders. Hey, join me here. I'm going to do this, whatever. I think when it happened during a game in the national anthem had people really, really turned off by. So I think that's what it was more than anything else. I don't think I think he's largely has helped the cause that he himself started with, taking that knee, by putting a lot of money into it, by driving the focus toward it. But he, to me, did it at the wrong time. I wouldn't have done it during the national anthem.
Right, well, so yeah, and there's no doubt there was feedback because of that, even though I said at the time, I'll say it again, I don't think it was meant to be disrespectful to the flag or to the heroes, and I use that word, with absolute sincerity, the heroes who protect that flag. I don't think that it was his protest was directed at them. But I know, obviously, that, some people, perceived it as such, and that hurt him. But peaceful versus violent, I'll take my chances with peaceful all of the time. It was just sickening to see. Now you hear there was a story in the Post-Gazette yesterday saying, it was far-left extremists coming in to do it, far-right extremists. I don't even know what far-left and far-right means. I'm about as apolitical a person as you can have. That somebody even suggested might have been drug cartels trying to move in and take advantage of the situation here and everywhere for that matter. But violence, I just think unnecessary violence, when you follow it with unnecessary violence, Joe, that isn't the answer. I'm not quite sure what is the answer, other than the fact, you keep working together and trying to, to call attention to our shortcomings and try to make them better, Joe.
Yeah, peaceful, powerful protest would be something that I would look at history and say, yeah, that's actually worked in the past. Very tangible examples of that working in the past. And I think that some of these peaceful protests were undermined by just the factions that you mentioned. Just read a piece in USA Today where all around the country, people, small groups, dressed in black, carrying shields, wearing knee pads. They head toward the front lines of the protests. They got helmets and gas masks to protect their faces. Most of them appear to be white. They carry no signs and don't want to speak to reporters. They're trailed by designated medics with red crosses taped to their clothes. So people sort of under the same umbrella as, you'll protest the way I tell you to protest, and on top of that, people ruining these protests or turning nonviolent into violent and making them appear what they weren't intended to be in the first place, or making them what they weren't intended to appear in the first place. That's happening and may have happened here. If you believe Mayor Peduto, or if you look at some of the photos from this thing, picture, I think it was in the Post-Gazette today, of this punk who walked in here with the can of red spray paint. Now, he was from Pittsburgh, apparently, this kid. But that's my point, is that there's people trying to actually ruin the protest. There's really no acceptable way for a large faction of this country to protest this issue. You'll protest the way I want you to protest. And on top of that, people will wreck your protests. You know what I mean, Bob?
No, I totally agree. And I think there is a faction, several factions involved, and they seize upon the moment to, you know, put in the forefront destruction, and they will continue to destroy. And then all of a sudden the whole mentality changes and so many people join in because it's out of control. That's their mission, chaos. You know, but at some point, I think you have to control it better too. There were a lot of cities that did not do that. And I know it gets out of hand quickly, but you know, if governments have the power to tell you not to do anything in a pandemic, then they should be able to still maintain that message. I know it's crazy with all the numbers of people and out of hand, but you got to stop it before it really becomes large scale. And I think in several places that did not happen. And I know it's a tough problem. I don't know how you solve it. I'm not smart enough to figure that out, Ron, but I do know that if you allow it to continue, it will continue. It invites more people in because they see that there's no boundaries here. There are no protection for anyone. And as a peaceful protester, you have a right to be protected. There were people there who were not protected, large scale numbers not protected, because you couldn't handle it, Ron. And I don't know how you stop that.
Well, I mean, you know it firsthand, Bob. One of your cameramen was you know, beaten up a little bit, and David Morehouse, I know we're going to talk about that, came to his rescue. It's frightening the number of journalists across this country that were attacked. He was not the only one. It's almost open season on the media, I guess, which is frightening. But if it wasn't so sad, it would almost be comical. Where was the social distancing over the weekend
in
Pittsburgh and all across the country? You know, people were, you know, told not to come out of their homes and for the most part, you know, listened to that. But there wasn't much worry about social distancing, Joe, over the weekend. And then what's really ironic is, you know, people have masks on now. You're encouraged to wear masks. You can't see your face. So the idiots who want to be destructive and cause the trouble have even more protection because they can't really be identified. It's almost, it's crazy if you think about it.
It is. And we've heard from a number of sports people around the country. Some would say not enough sports people. We can get into that story next. College basketball coach in North Carolina, basically saying that we need to hear from more white coaches. He says, Lavelle Moten from, I think it was, well, I'll get the school next, but his basic message was, we got to hear from more people here. Wonder if you guys agree. You can get involved in the conversation, 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe and Bob.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan is bringing baseball back.
The team that calls itself the family.
We're playing some of the classic Pirate games of the past in real time.
The Pirates in a World Series for the first time in 11 years.
America's pastime lives on. Join us for our next classic matchup tonight at 8. It's July 12, 2015 versus St. Louis. It's the back-to-back walk-off wins over the Cards heading into the All-Star break. Our Pirates are back. Catch all the classic Pirate matchups here. Brought to you by AirPro Heating and Cooling. Visit aphvac.com. Sports Radio 93.7 Fan.
Hey everyone, it's Bob Pompeiani. I'm here to tell you that life can change in a hurry. Boy, we've seen that in 2020, right? All of a sudden, things are going smoothly. Changes come with a pandemic, and then there's all sorts of rioting and protesting, and everything can happen, and things can change. And if you find yourself in a life-changing situation and you need help on your side, whatever that may be, you should make one phone call, and that call is to Shandorovich, Shandorovich & Fishman. These guys are local legal representatives, and they do handle just about everything you can imagine, from car accidents to truck accidents, work accidents, industrial accidents, dog bites, all for 25%. Serious injury, death, it doesn't matter. They'll take care of you. And while other firms charge as much as 40% for their fees, theirs is 25%. And again, the difference is big here. On $1 million, if you should win a settlement that big, you get $150,000 more than you would with other firms. And they do it because the client, they believe, is the one who's injured and should get most of the money. So if you need help, call them. It's 1-888-98-TWINS. I should tell you, consultations are free, and there's never a fee unless they win your case. Shandorovich, Shandorovich, and Fishman. 888-98-TWINS. Remember, they've got your back, not your wallet.
It's Ron Cook for Gutter Helmet. For 40 years, Gutter Helmet has protected homeowners from the costly expenses associated with clogged rain gutters. Now Gutter Helmet wants you to be a part of their Helmet Your Home campaign. Get protected with Gutter Helmet's 24/7, 365 lifetime, no clog, free-flowing performance guarantee. During and after COVID, Gutter Helmet is here for you. Utilizing the best technology, seasoned technicians, and safety standards in the industry, Gutter Helmet will protect what you love most, your family and your home. For a limited time, receive a free, no-obligation, contactless quote, plus free installation on Gutter Helmet until June 30th. On top of that, qualified buyers will pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments until next summer. Never clean your gutters again with Gutter Helmet, America's number one and most trusted source for gutter protection. Call 888-5-HELMET or visit harryhelmet.com today. Hurry, this limited time offer ends June 30th.
With Gutter Helmet, never clean your gutters again.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines. And the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It all starts with just one thing. Make your pet more green. Buy organic pet food, seek out kitty litter made with natural materials, and clean up after your pet using certified green products. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Your carpet is one of the biggest investments in your home.
It's also the biggest air filter in your home.
This month, get three rooms Zero Resified starting at $119.
And air duct cleaning starting at $349.
Call Zero Res right now.
412-701-1188.
Or book your cleaning online anytime
at ZeroResPGH.com.
Say you want the fan special.
The only way you can take 93.7 The Fan with you is with the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. Lots to get into today, both what's happening in the country and in Pittsburgh, and also in Major League Baseball. The players have come back with an offer. We can talk about that. Coming up as well on Cook and Joe. Bob is with us all day. We'll get back to you in a moment.